Hello.
It's
There, Bell. How are you? Hello?
All right. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Joe Wilson. We spoke yesterday. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, how are you? I'm sure not well that much, but I'm just here to have a
Yeah, I'm
talk.
not happy in the least bit, so you go ahead.
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure about it. Well, that is the reason I'm not happy yesterday as well, so that is the reason I'm here to talk about it. All right? If that's all right with you?
Sure.
All right, okay. Well, I just had a long meeting with the team, all right, and the Google official as well. All right? And we have a breakthrough, of course. All right? The BS Plumbing Inc. Will be up and ready for you within 24 to 48 hours of time. All right, so I have all told them like it was their own website that they have copied the content from and everything about it. So they were like, okay, well, they should have been informed before the website went live. And I was like, okay, well, we'll surely notify it to you again if that was the case. All right, so it will be up and running within 24 to 48 hours of time. But in that case of scenario, my suggestion will be just to get a DMCA seal, so it's not coming up to you again. That's just a suggestion from my side, if you want to go by that. Other than that, I have
Sure. I hold on one second.
Yes,
Susan,
sir.
how much did we end up paying? $2,500 we've given them so far? So far we've given you $2,500 to take a website that was pretty much already done for you and put the stuff in and resize the pictures and, you know, the things to do it with your program. And I have not had nothing but grief.
I do understand.
From
well, that
jump
is the reason
to now, I've had nothing but grief.
Well, that is the reason I'm trying to go ahead and help you out. All right, I've already told them it was a content that was, covered from the previous website. All right, so it will be up and running for you. All right, I do not want you to be upset about it or be angry in any kind of way. All right, because I do understand. Because if I'm being a client, then of course I would have the same emotions as you're having right now.
Now, if there's something there, or something that they're saying that is not right, somebody tell me, show me what it is, or work around it. If they're telling you something they don't like for some reason, I'm not against changing something. I'm against me paying more money to have something that's already been paid for to be brought up to done, and now all of a sudden it hasn't even been up for 3 weeks. I haven't even been able to get into the back end of the page. And I've been sending you guys emails saying, how do I get in there?
Well, I haven't, I'm not sure about the back end of everything about it. But, Bill, I'm just trying to go ahead and help you out. All right? I didn't ask for, like, anything as of now, did I? I just came in and told you a solution. I called you and did just give you a solution, right? I didn't ask you for anything that you have to pay. I just came over here. I was like, okay, well, I just thought I had a word with them. All right, they're telling me that it will be up and running. All right, but they have suggested to just get the DMCA seal so it could work out for you and for them and everybody over here as well. All
okay,
right,
sir.
And I assure you. Yes,
You're
assure you.
Asking me to do something I don't know how to do.
Well,
where do I go to get
I
this?
Am. Well, that is the reason I'm here for you to go ahead and help you out. All right, that is the reason I'm here. Otherwise, I would have just sent an email to you. Okay, it will be taken care of, and you don't have to go ahead and do anything about it, and we're just going to go ahead and take care of it. Isn't that
okay.
right?
Okay.
All right, okay.
You're taking care of it.
Well, I said that if I didn't have to go ahead and walk you through with the process, then, of course, I would have just sent an email like, hey, all of the things will be taken care of and stuff and all. But I'm here on the call for you so I could explain it to you.
Okay, you're going to explain to me
the one that I'm referring to you that they have referred me like, hey, just go ahead and let your client know to get the DMCA seal on the website. All right, so the copyright thing or anything like that is not coming up again and again. We'll have it on in our database, but just to have a precaution as well, so just get things done and rolling on. All right? Okay, so I just had a word with them. They will just go ahead and have the site clean and everything about it and have the site up and running for you. All right? But they have suggested us, all right? And that is my personal suggestion to you as well, just to get the DMCA seal on the website so it protects your content from being copyright or anything like that, and the images that you have on the website that was previously on the site, all right, and it's now on your site with all of the previous information, all right, so it's not coming up to you again and again. The process is that there is a initial fee to that, all right. I'm just letting you know whether it's your choice you like to go with or not. The website will be up and running for you, all right. So it's an initial process that needs to be done and gone through with the website. So it is being protected legally for the website. And there will be a certificate to you as well. Like this content and everything about it, you know, is the owner of this is Bill White, all right, or whoever it is. I was told it's the name is Jesse, all right. So everything all
Jesse's the owner.
Yes, all right. But he's your son, correct?
Correct.
All right, and you're the one who settled all of this business, right? And then gave the ownership to Jesse.
I'm the one that put the money out for his website is what I was doing. And it was for
okay.
Bees Plumbing. Why it came up
right.
Bill White, I have no idea.
No, I'm just giving you a reference because I'm talking to you. I'm just giving you a reference.
Okay.
I'm just giving you an example in reference to. All right, it's Jesse. Then, of course, it will be on Jesse's name. All right, and there will be a certificate sent out to you, all right, within – like 30 days of time or 40 days of time on the doorstep saying it is the website and the content and everything about it belongs to the owner of this site. All right, so nobody can just go ahead and copy and claim or anything like that. Not even WhatsApp not allows them to go ahead and copy or paste it anywhere else. If they are doing it, then of course you do have the right to go ahead and sue them right there and then. And of course the DMCA and we will help you out with that as well to go ahead and take down the new website, whoever is copying the content from your site. And so this is how the process, all right? And as I told you about before, the yearly fee or anything like that, it won't be coming up like that. It's just a one-time thing, all right, that they go by. That is for $4.99, all right? If that's feasible for you, then, of course, we can go ahead and do that. And if not, the website will be up and ready for you already.
You know, sir, you, hold on a second.
Sure, please.
Jesse's here, right? Let me bring it out here to the table.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jesse.
Hi there, Jesse. Well,
what's
how are
going
you?
On? I'm still trying to understand what the fuck's going on here. I'm sorry. I was a little...
No.
Caught me off guard.
That's... Oh, no, that's it. Okay. I'm pretty sure that you might be really, really busy nowadays.
Yes.
All right. Well, my name is Joe Wilson. I'm the senior manager over here at Orbit. We're the one who created the website for you if you're aware of it.
Yes.
Have you ever spoken to anyone of my team members or anything?
Yeah, I dealt with Sam a couple times when he was working on building the website.
And I just had a word with Bill, and I'm sure that you were not happy with it. Is that correct?
What we're having an issue with is, I guess, I'm still trying to understand what the hell's going on because I just walked in. I guess yesterday we got a phone call that our website got shut down due to some kind of plagiarism or something. And
yeah,
we got to pay X amount of dollars to get it turned back on, get it unlocked or some crap like that. What's going on?
Okay. All right. Well, let me just go and explain you so we're both are on the same page. All right. And I'm pretty sure that website design and development is you're fond of it, right? All right. So what usually happens is that we already went all of the things. We already went over this. And now I already had a meeting with all of the team and the Google officials as well, because we do have internal meetings. All right. And I already informed them, like, this is the previous website that we got the content from. All right, but as that website was live and had all of the information on the Google database, it came under pleasures, all right, that the website content was already on there, but now a new website has the same content, so it came under pleasures, all right. The Google bots thought, like, their program to go ahead and see if any of the website has the same exact content, all right, like, if both two websites have the same exact content, then, of course, it comes under pleasures. All right. You might have.
Let me ask you this. Hold on. Let me give you an example here. If you've got 10 plumbers that offer the same services, there's only so many fucking ways that you can word, I install water heaters, I install gas piping. So yes, I would agree. Yeah, there's shit that's going to be plagiarized because we're all offering the same service. It is not a essay. Or a term paper or something like that as far as plagiarism. If everybody's offering the same service, then, or you're about us, every fucking contractor out there is going to say, hey, our team is dependable. Our team is trustworthy. Our team is well-experienced. There's only so many ways you can reword that.
Well, of course.
Right? Would you agree with that?
Well, I did agree with it, with Susan, with Bill, and everyone, whoever I spoke to last night, all right? But this is not something that we have done, all right? This was marked and sent out to us, all right, by Google itself, all right? And we do not have any kind of issues uploading any of the content on the website we already did, all right? And as per my understanding, we did deploy the site with the content as well, all right? And the site was live for a few months. All right, and then they came up to us like, hey, we got monitored and the site is having a plagiarized content and a content that was duplicated from another website. So what's going on? And I was like, okay, well, let me just go inform because I was not aware of it, so let me just go inform the owners first, all right, that their website was having a duplicate of content, all right? I was not aware that this website had a previous website. I just got to know.
Do you have... Do you know what the actual content is that's plagiarized, so to speak? Because if it's something that can be reworded, then I don't see why we have to pay another. He was saying something about another $500 or $600 to get our website back up. But
well,
that just seems like some bait and switch stuff.
No, well, I have already told Bill that I did have a word with the team. They told me that the website will be up and running within 24 to 48 hours of time. All right. But the last thing that they have referred to me, all right, just to go ahead and refer to you, that get a DMCA seal on the website, all right, that, you know.
DMCA, what is that?
Yes. Well, DMCA, that is the Digital Millennium Act, Copyright Act, all right, so the website is not being, you know, copyrighted or any of the website issue, this kind of an issue does not come to you again, all right, in the future after whatever the time is. All right, so it's not coming up to you again, all right? And it is
so
okay, so you,
if I'm understanding this right, if we do not purchase a copyright for our website and someone else basically words something exactly the same as we did and they purchase the copyright, then we fall into the plagiarism thing again because somebody else copyrighted it even though ours was already out there.
If someone
is that what you're saying? Long story short?
Yes. Well, if someone is copying any of the content from your website and it duplicates to another website, then of course it won't be under copy plagiarism act. That's how the digital zone has worked and is working now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this was referred to me by the team as well. All right, like just let them know if they want to go ahead and change the content, they can. All right, just let the website, you know, get up and running in 24 to 48 hours
okay.
of time. And whatever has been referred, it's a choice that they can make. All right, they're not being forced or anything like that. That's what I told Bill as well. All right, well, this is the thing that I personally suggest for you guys to go ahead and do by, so it's not coming up to you guys again. All right, so if anyone is doing it,
all right, so
you,
we can send it, so if I'm understanding this right,
mm-hmm.
we can leave it as is. You can put the website back. And we'll be operational again, get it turned back on. The question here is if we want to pay to have a copyright, to have our website copyrighted so that no one else can copy it or duplicate it, and if they do duplicate our website, in any way,
mm-hmm.
And then they purchase a copyright, then I would be the one jammed up because they have the same content, but they copyrighted it and I didn't.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was explaining. Yes, that's how I was explaining. That if, because,
and that is
know,
something that you guys will do? You guys will purchase or take care of handling the copyright?
Yes, that's what I could do for you guys. That's what I was explaining yesterday as well. Like, if that's
okay.
the case, then of course
they
I could go ahead
and I don't think Bill and Susan were understanding that. They were.
No, that's it.
They were.
That's understandable. And I'm pretty
so,
sure that you did. You were working last night as well till 9. Susan did tell me about it, and I.
Yeah, I didn't get home till like 11 o'clock last night. I just got home. 5 minutes ago, and they're hitting me with this, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. So,
well, it's understandable, sir.
All right. So, bottom line, well, what's this cost going to be? I'm not saying I'm going to do it right this second. This is something that I can call you back next week or something like that to do. Correct?
Well, yeah, you can
this
let me know
have to be
within
done
24
right
to 48 hours of time, because the website will be up and ready again. All right, and I have to go ahead and let the team know, like, hey, whether we are going for that or not. All right, so they can have a properly, you know, a website, a fully protected one on the internet. All right, so, you know, you guys,
okay.
because you are my client, and I do not want any of the issues to come up from my client because I do work in customer service. All
right,
and that is my JD to go ahead and provide you with a good customer service and not the bad one. I do not want you to be upset or be angry with the service that we have provided. All right, and if it is being provided to you in a bad way, then of course I'm responsible for that. All right, so I want you to be a happy customer of mine as well, all right, and a satisfied one as well. All right, so that is the reason. If you could let me know within 24 to 48 hours of time, I would highly appreciate it, Jesse.
All right, now what's the price going to be?
I did told Bill as well. It's going to be like a one-time thing for $4.99 only. No, any kind of extra fee, no monthly recurring or anything like that.
$4.99.
Yes, sir.
$500.
Yes, sir. I did tell him about it. Like it's
okay.
gonna be like it's always been like that before and after every time. Because if anyone claimed it before or anything like, because you know a lot of online fraudulent things are coming up. A lot of you might have heard about it as well. A lot of you know anti-thefts have been made and everything about it. All right, so that is the reason everybody needs to be protected with it. All right, even we are protected by it.
Right.
Yes.
So
if you
okay.
want, I can
so,
send it to you on an email, written.
Do that.
Right.
Send us an email. Send us an email about this with
yes.
your you know, direct contact.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it, and we'll have an answer for you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, I would highly appreciate it. I can send it to you on a – I will send you a text from my personal phone number as well, so you can let me know directly. All right? And you do not want to go ahead and get in contact with any of the team members. Okay? And then we can go by that for you. Okay? Sounds good?
Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Jesse, and I apologize for any of the inconvenience caused.
Understood.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. No problem.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, take care. Bye.